Hey guys, welcome to another wrestling podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Allen. Join with me are my co-hosts, Wynn Brantley and Ron Fox. You can step up your game, brother.
Well, I was honestly not 100% ready, but
well, how many times did I ask? Before?
And you
I didn't think about
actually being ready.
Are you ready?
About doing the thing.
Are you ready?
I didn't think about doing the meh until after you had already started.
Boys, how are we?
I'm doing all right.
Pretty
decent. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, man. Let's talk about some wrestling.
Yeah.
First off, they're in Saudi, which, by the way, we're going to do a Saudi show.
So is Young Rock.
So is
or Rocky Johnson,
hold on,
I mean.
Please, can we talk about this?
Sure.
So we got to watch Young Rock tonight, which I've seen the first season of Young Rock, maybe the first couple episodes of Young Rock.
I'll be honest, I was only watching for one reason.
What's that?
It's actually real. Who was it for your buddy?
It was for my buddy, good old Colton Cage on the Indies. He was one of the 80s extra wrestlers, I believe they referred to them as. And his face kind of got cut off. Sucks.
I was about to say.
I knew it was him. And a lot of people questioned how I knew it was him. But I just remember seeing a picture of him in red trunks when he was doing this shot. So it's still cool that he was on there. He has a pinfall victory over Rocky Johnson. Yeah.
Man, them legs, brother. Man, them legs. I tell you what. That's Colton Cage right there.
Devil
is that
C.
how I said it?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's
But it's... So, for the Young Rock episode tonight, they were talking about, obviously, Rock turning heel, Rocky Johnson slowly exiting WWF. Which, by the way, Young Rock's actually kind of good.
It's decent.
All the casting's been done pretty well. I think the guy who plays Rocky Johnson's really great, all that. But supposedly Rocky Johnson went to Saudi and did some shows there.
Can you fact check this? Or should I fact check it while you're telling
the story? Fact check
it,
because I am kind of curious.
I mean, I would assume it's probably right, because I feel like The Rock's a pretty decent source.
I'm not saying that it's false. I'm just saying, did he go to Saudi around the time of WrestleMania 1? Because if he did, accurate episode.
Well, did he wrestle at Mania 1?
No. He was supposedly, according to the Young Rock episode and other sources, he was supposed to be at Mania 1. Vince didn't book him, so he went to the Saudi show and got booked. And
now they're going back to Saudi.
And that's the thing. That's what I'm trying to get into, is that you have the Young Rock episode where the first 10 minutes is Rocky Johnson bragging on Saudi how they're going to... It just explode in the wrestling territory game. It's going to be huge.
Imagine that.
And then we got
I wonder if that ever happened.
You know?
You think anything ever came to that?
I think so. Believe it or not, I think it's never going away. Unless, threats become reality. Which, by the way...
They quit letting women drive. they just did that. I'm proud of them.
No,
have you
not heard of what's...
Look, first of all, to anybody listening, grain of salt to whatever we're about to say, because we haven't, totally confirmed this, but, apparently Iran said they were going to light Saudi Arabia up.
Oh.
That's
original.
Criticizing them. You could have done better with your threat, honestly. You know what? Why don't you just do it?
It just happened, 30-some years ago.
Well, you know.
Who's the current Iranian president?
No, it's only
his name.
They're only threatening to do it because Rocky Johnson didn't get that territory up and running.
All right.
But, yeah, so supposedly there was a threat being made, and
I can't find any connection to their current president's name.
You see, I would imagine if they are there, I would imagine they have a pretty decent idea of the chatter that's going on within.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
I don't think they would have went if it was that
serious.
If it
was a serious threat, I think they would have,
But to be fair, they have wrestled in war zones in Iraq.
and another thing,
knew it was a war zone and knew stuff was going
to
go down.
Not that I want to get into politics at all here, but, if Iran were to bomb Saudi Arabia with a bunch of Americans in there, that probably wouldn't be a good thing for them.
Have another Desert Shield.
Is Hulk Hogan going on this trip?
Why are you asking that?
He's a real American.
I was about to say, I think if there's only one person that can prevent it.
This is not Matthew.
I'm just saying. No, I mean, because the thing is,
how that, close you came last week, and now you're just starting it off with this,
right? My thing is that you're only really seeing it from wrestling sources. You're not really,
yeah. Ringside News is reporting on a terrorist attack.
You're not seeing it. Like that's kind of my thing, is that you're not really seeing much chatter about it anywhere else. And granted, I don't really watch and keep updated with the news and stuff, but they are insulting. Rocky Johnson promoted it pretty heavy in Young Rock.
Yes, he did.
I mean, man, Saudi Arabia's going to be great, man. It's
going to be a great territory.
Yeah, this territory is going to be something else. It's going to be huge. And, I mean, he's not wrong.
The monies, man. Yeah,
all the monies.
And they're on a 10-year deal with them, right? Like, it started in 2018.
Yep. So there's 4 more years. And then, what, is it 2 shows a year? Is that what they're legally obligated to do, is 2 shows a year?
It's like, yeah. So, like, 10 more shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they'll re-sign as long as nothing happens.
Yeah, that's.
Will there ever be a Dark Side of the Ring on the plane thing?
Doubt it. I don't know. Maybe.
That would be
kind of cool.
Because we never heard any.
You just heard they were there. You didn't hear anything else.
A lot of people were saying, like, oh, no, there were guns, and, like, we were being held there. And then you had other people saying, oh, no, that's not true. So,
yeah,
like.
Yeah, and then there were some reports of, like, oh, well, Vince and the Saudi prince had disagreement, or it was just an actual thing with the plane. Like, no one really, like, there was
something about, like, the women's match or something like that, or the feed being cut in Saudi Arabia, but not anywhere else.
Which, speaking of which, there's 2 women's matches.
Yeah.
On the card.
One of them was the last woman standing match.
Yep, yep. Is Ronda not going?
I'm fine with that.
Is she not defending the title at Saudi?
I don't know, and if she's not, I'm fine with that.
I mean,
wasn't going to pay attention to her match anyways.
How dare you? She's honestly one of the best women's champions we've had.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. And you know who else is in Saudi this weekend? Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Showed up on the press conference today. You know, Logan said, hey, I'm going to bring my bloodline into this. You got 3-4 ooses? I got 1 Paul.
So my thing is, if they're trying to, like, make Logan Paul more of a babyface, bringing Jake Paul in probably isn't the best idea.
I mean,
I think, like, I don't have a problem with him, but I personally think that, like,
he needs his younger brother.
Oh, God. Ryan with the Double or Nothing 2019 reference. So, but, like, I think Paul is widely hated, isn't he? Like, people don't like him.
You think?
Jake Paul, yeah, I think has Logan.
Logan's kind of like, people are okay with him. They'll tolerate him now, it seems.
Oh, and speaking, since we're on the topic of Saudi, so Wall Street Journal reported on November 1st that there was a rumor of an attack. November 2nd, Iran said no.
Do you know who will have to respond if there is an attack?
Bam, 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 bam. Is it not Hogan?
It's the United States.
Nah, close enough.
You've been talking about Hogan a lot the past couple of
episodes. I really have. Well, because I saw him on Young Rock with a generous hairline and really bad. I gave him a full head of hair. Like, come on, that's not. He's never had that.
Reggie's going to stop listening to this.
Honestly, he really is. Honestly, he really is.
Now, you've said Hulk Hogan twice, brother.
brother. But also, there's a lot of matches.
Hogan twice, dude.
You got, like, I think 8 matches on the card. Now, of course, there are a lot of tag matches. You got both tag titles being defended.
I think they should have stopped adding matches. I think 6-7 they had it earlier was perfect.
You mean you don't want it to lead straight into the Alabama-LSU game?
I would prefer not. It starts at 11. They're like, there's no way.
So there's my.
This is WrestleMania. Wrestle Jewel. Crown Mania.
Keep talking. Okay. It works out.
1.
I mean, you got 8 matches, and all of them have been built up story-wise pretty well. I mean, all of them have been built up on TV. I think that's, to me, a good vocal point. Because you would just see matches added to old shows. Hey, here's Alpha Academy versus Street Profits. Have they feuded? Not in the last 3 months, but they need something to do.
Do it for the belts. Why not?
But now if you look, Roman Logan Paul has been on TV building the feud.
A while.
The OC and Judgment Day have been on TV.
Yep,
Lesnar and Lashley, especially. Which, by the way, the brawl. Why is it so much of a common thing when Lesnar feuds with any other big man? Hey, we're gonna have a brawl, and Triple H has to come stop it. And if he says if we fight or touch each other ever again, the match wasn't happen because they did it with Taker.
Well, it's so easy.
It's easy because it gets fans excited too. Because it's a fight for them essentially.
Like I said last week, I think when you open the show with a brawl, it gets people excited for the show and for the storyline.
Can we get Lesnar and Lashley in the fight pit?
That would be so sick.
Like, crap.
We haven't had a big man in a fight pit match, though. It's just been a bunch of smaller guys that are, like, more...
Bunch of flippy-dippy.
No, technical-based guys, I would say. Granted, the finishes to both matches, I think, have been jumps off of the platform, but...
Yeah.
One of them was that senton that Riddle did. That looked painful on both sides.
No, you just put your arms and you don't feel anything.
I mean, pretty much, that's how you do it. Yeah.
You just, I mean...
Yeah, come on. I mean,
that's what they taught
did
me.
Did you not go to wrestling school?
Apparently not.
If you bring your knees up even a little bit, you take no damage. Absolutely none. Doesn't hurt you at all. Forget the grown man falling on your legs.
So, but yeah, like every match on here has been... Now, I think the only one that hasn't really been featured on TV much in terms of build is probably Usos and Brawling Brutes.
Yeah, it has.
I mean, but the women's tag title match, they feuded with each other, Bianca and Bayley, Drew and Cross, Braun and Omos, which has gotten some...
The women's tag match hasn't really...
Well, they're kind of... together with the Bayley-Bianca feuds. So they've been on TV, and you know they've been against each other. They've kind of been back and forth the last couple of weeks. But they've been featured. That's the thing. Like, all these people are being featured. And there's a reason why they're giving you a reason why they're wrestling on that card. So,
I'd say I'm probably most excited for the Brock and Lashley match. It's a pretty easy match to get excited for.
Yeah, I think it's going to outdo the Rumble match.
I didn't like, I mean, no disrespect to them, but I didn't like that match.
Was
that much.
It because Lesnar, or was it because Lashley can't take a German suplex properly?
No, I just.
Which, by the way, he's gonna destroy his shoulder at some point.
Nah, he's fine.
No, he's fine. By the way, he had a shoulder injury. That's why he almost missed Mania. So
I love their first interaction more than anything else they've done. Like in that Fatal 5-Way match at Day 1 this year, when like they've never touched each other ever in a ring, and the first thing that happens is like Lesnar takes like a super kick from Rollins and he's selling by the barricade, and then Lashley just comes out of nowhere and spears him through. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, that's perfect. They've never like had any interactions, and that's the first thing you do.
Loved it. Puts over Lashley strong too. Sure. So yeah, I mean, obviously we're gonna do a Saudi kind of review show that'll come out on the same day as this does. But let's talk about some other things that have happened really in AEW, because we had a debut on Dynamite. Well, I guess you call it a debut. Jeff Jarrett.
Oh,
our boy.
Yeah.
Boy, JFFJRRET.
That's right.
Jeff Jarrett.
How you spell it?
He is the director of live events.
He's the director of business development.
Dude, honestly, I told Matthew this the other day. I was like, this is the smartest hire Tony Khan's made.
Right behind Sam Buck, yes.
Talking long term here, buddy. Not
long. I mean, I don't remember Jeff Jarrett bringing $1 million houses. I mean,. He's about broke 10 million
guitars.
Draw
a dollar with a green crayon.
draw
how does Tony Khan feel about the Jeff Jarrett hire?
Do I really have the number?
Yes.
I feel like Jeff can get us into the stratosphere. Okay, he's going to take us to parts unknown, and he's going to really build on the AEW branding. Not so much Ring of Honor. I bought that just because I could. Which, I mean, it's one of Khan's smartest hires.
For sure.
Because you have a guy who's ran a wrestling company, who's ran an alternative wrestling company, and a guy who ran live events. Even though it was a short time he ran live events at WWE, I mean...
It's crazy how Khan does something, like, so stupid. Sometimes you're just like, man, how does this guy... Obviously money, but, like, how does this guy run a promotion? And then he does stuff like this, and you're just like,
yeah, and because...
Like, how did he get Martha Hart and CM Punk to trust the wrestling business again? That's insane.
Because I'm just a really good guy.
And I also made CM Punk hate wrestling again.
Well, according to, I believe it was Fightful, don't quote me, someone close to Punk said he's probably going to wrestle again. He still has the wrestling bug.
Well, who's going to call him?
I think there's only two places he'll go. Because it's a money thing.
No. There's only two places that can afford him. Maybe he doesn't have a crazy asking price after all this that went down.
That's possible, but...
But, I mean, he's had a crazy asking price since he's left. I don't think that changes. Like, even as he got more interested in wrestling, like, his asking price, because he, in his mind, he knows his worth as being the... very much like Bret Hart, I think I'm the best wrestler in the world.
Yeah.
No. So, like, New Japan, I don't think can afford him. Impact can't. I mean, your only options are AEW and WWE. And granted, like, there's never say never in WWE.
This is a quote from Dave Meltzer, okay? After Wednesday night, which I do want to get into Wednesday night.
Yeah.
After Colt Cabana was revealed as Jericho's mystery opponent for the Ring of Honor World Championship, they said, this is all I'm going to say on this matter. But Colt Cabana coming out tonight on Dynamite did not go unnoticed in Stanford, Connecticut.
Is Triple H scouting Colt Cabana?
No, that means Punk's coming back,
Scotty
brother.
Scotty Goldman's coming back, brother.
I'm never telling news on this stupid show ever again. Because every time I do, it's this.
Scotty Goldman's back.
He's going to join the OC and even the odds for Rhea Ripley.
That's the answer. It's not Charlotte. It's no one else. Boom, boom.
Hey, Colt Cabana.
I mean, it's... Am I the only one that doesn't see it as a big deal? Like, that Colt was on... I saw on Twitter, oh, man, but Colt on AEW Dynamite's a dig at Punk.
It is.
I mean...
It's 100%. You can't tell me it's not.
He's a former Ring of Honor World Champion, and they booked him on a show. I mean, granted, yeah, sure, you can see it that way, but it...
That's what it was. Literally everybody, like, in the locker room was tweeting and going, yeah, that one was for us. Like, I mean, everybody knows what that means.
That one was for us. That's hilarious.
Boy, Colt.
Yeah, a lot of people were like, a lot like Trent from Best Friend. He was like, that one was for the boys.
The best friend. I love the best friend.
Because he divided a whole locker room. True. Obviously, they don't like him.
I mean, yeah.
Colt hasn't been on TV in how long?
But he wasn't on TV before Punk showed up.
That's what I'm saying. Why would they just bring him out? Oh, yeah, he's the only former Ring of Honor champion we have in our locker room, which you know is not true.
Because...
How many better Ring of Honor champions are in that locker room?
But here's the thing, though. Like, no, like, they're saying that it's a dig at Punk.
It was.
But no, here's the thing. Punk name drops him on this press conference that literally every wrestling fan watches. So you know Colt's gonna get a positive reaction. It's not so much, hey, this ought to show CM Punk. No, CM Punk's...
I mean, it might have been both, I guess.
I definitely think it was both, like, that and a deliberate dig. Like, easily.
If it was a deliberate dig, then he would have been on TV. I would have put him on TV after All Out. Like, why wait?
Gotta wait for, like, a actual chance. You can't just, like...
You can just throw him in a segment with Danhausen backstage and throw in the pizza guy with him, and like, people will then ooh and ah on Twitter just as much as they did for the Jericho match. Like, I mean,
it definitely got a big reaction.
It did. He got a big reaction from the crowd, big reaction backstage, like
big reaction on social media.
I get it, but to be fair, if Punk doesn't name drop him, like, it's no longer a dig, but if Punk doesn't name drop him and just crap on Colt Cabana,
can you tell me, like, 100% seriously, if this whole thing never happened, that Colt Cabana would have been Chris Jericho's opponent?
If the whole thing wouldn't have happened?
If the entire CM Punk thing did not happen, would Colt Cabana have been Jericho's opponent?
No.
Then there you go.
No, that's... Because you're still arguing that it's a dig at Punk.
It is.
But you're basing your argument on...
I'm not saying I don't like it. I love it. I think it's genius.
Well, no, but I think, like... I mean, yeah. If the whole thing with Punk doesn't happen, yes, because he won't get a reaction that he would have gotten if none of the stuff happened.
So, at the very least, it's still a reaction to it. It's still a reaction to the events that happened with Punk.
I mean,
like, if Punk doesn't mention his name at all, this doesn't happen. This is a reaction to Punk.
Fair. You made a good point. That's all I can give you. Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think, I will say, like, it's a reaction to Punk, but it's not taking a shot at Punk.
I think it's a good way of saying this man is never coming back. He's not welcome back. And what did I say a couple years ago? Mark my words, he'll be on Double or Nothing next year. I don't think that's happening. I don't think that's happening. Never say never, but I don't think it's happening.
Anything can happen in the AEW.
That's right, Ryan.
And even Matt Hardy has chimed in. Well, because people started claiming that Matt Hardy was there, and they mistook his words, misinterpreted him. He said, I wasn't at Double or Nothing, but I've been backstage the whole time Punk's been here. Like, I mean, so he was saying that, like, I can tell you the Elite are not in the wrong on this, so... I mean,
which they're not, and like, people are actually believing this BS story.
There you go.
About Larry the Dog.
Hey, you know, when you take a V,
I want to see vet bills, Punk.
Well, you see, a V trigger isn't covered by insurance, so they had to take him to a black market vet. So they didn't get a receipt.
It's like the scene. It's like when you walk in, the receptionist is smoking a cigarette. And,
no, actually, he got a receipt, but he billed it to Colt Cabana's mom. So then AEW took a shot at Punk by booking Colt on Dynamite.
They just covered the bill by actually booking him.
That's what someone was like, "Oh, I bet Punk's pissed that Colt was on Dynamite." And then someone said, "No, he's not. Remember what he said? I have nothing to do with him. I don't care where he works, where he doesn't work, where he sleeps." Where he doesn't sleep.
I mean,
try these muffins. They're pretty good. Closed on Tuesdays, though.
Only open, like, Wednesday, Friday, and, like, half a day on Sunday. Like,
jeez. Deep voice on them.
Yeah, I work with children all the time. Like, I'm old. I'm hurt. This muffin's good.
But yeah. Boss is a cokehead.
So, maybe. But yeah, so there are more people kind of speaking out on it, or at least clearly choosing a side, which is not Punk's. I don't think anybody's on Punk's side.
Facebook.
I mean, that video. No, that video I showed you on TikTok where that girl was ranting, going like, F Colt Cabana, F Tony Khan for doing this. Nobody cared about Colt Cabana before this, which isn't true.
Yeah, Colt Cabana's great.
Colt Cabana's been an entertaining guy on TV ever.
Yeah, he was Scotty Goldman, brother.
Exactly.
Like, come on.
Well, she was like, Punk mentioned his name and made him famous. I'm like, honey, people knew who Colt was before CM Punk, like, was in AEW.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying that Colt is a freaking household name or anything that.
Brother, you walk around the state of Alabama and you walk to each household and you ask, hey, you know Boom Boom Colt Cabana?
Actually, the one thing she said that might have been true was nobody would have known who Colt Cabana was if CM Punk didn't mention him on that promo in 2011. To be fair, I didn't know who he was then.
Well, because, like, there wasn't, I mean, but that's obvious, because there wasn't, to me, the indie fan base was not as hardcore and sought after then, because you got to think, there's still, you still have to buy DVDs, you know, not a lot of stuff's on YouTube at that point.
Tape trading, brother.
Yeah, now everything's everywhere, so now everybody knows who Colt Cabana is. At least if you're a wrestling fan, you know, okay, that's Colt Cabana.
Every indie promotion, like, almost anywhere, even if it's a shindy, has, like,
something.
They stream their stuff. Like, yep. They are on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I mean, even Spartan and Gasson, they're on Fight, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then I'll be scrolling through TikTok and I'll see somebody.
And that's the thing. Like,
live stream. And I'm like, well, this is, all right. And there'll be like a couple thousand people watching.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah. So, of course, no one knew.
We're live to you here from Timbuktu, Wyoming.
Yeah, I mean, no one knew him here, in 2011
we grab men's legs wrestling. So,
but of course, I mean, unless now if you just said Scotty Goldman, huge pop. Just Scotty Goldman's great. But like Colt Cabana, no one's gonna care about that. So, I mean, but yeah, you can kind of see it. It's almost looking like
he's Punk gone.
He's not coming back.
Yeah,
Punk gone.
Phil gone.
Because I even saw someone post on Twitter like, oh. Look at what Dax Harwood liked on Twitter, and it was Trent's tweet from the night. Like, oh, not even FTR is on Punk's side. I think FTR just wants to be booked.
First of all, just because you're not on someone's side doesn't mean they're not friends.
Exactly.
You can disagree with your friends.
Yeah.
Like, Ryan could do something horrible, and like, I probably wouldn't agree with it, but I would still, like, still buddies. Ain't that right, Ryan?
Yeah.
Still buds. I mean, and they're more
Matthew's focused. Done horrible things to me before. Just let it go, you know?
FTR, back to the real topic at hand. I mean, FTR is just more concerned with losing to Swerve and Our Glory. Like, I mean, which I will say, the segment with Swerve and Billy Gunn backstage.
Oh, dude, that was so good.
I kind of liked it. Like,
I feel like we just need a new segment every week where we're praising something that Swerve does.
Yeah,
because he literally, like we said last week, is like nearly the perfect package.
They had a good segment on Dynamite with Rick Ross.
Oh yeah, that was
my dude. It's just there's one comment on it, and it's Keith Lee. Like it, like and here's the thing. I think it's just more so because, and I guess it's kind of what they're going for is kind of the odd couple, two totally different guys, but working together in the ring. But like you got Rick Ross and Swerve Scott, and then greetings and salutations. Hello, Richard Ross. How are you? like
Ricky.
<yeah. laughs> like, Ricky, is it? I mean, it. I don't know.
I think that, like, both Swerve and Keith Lee are, like, good on their own. But together, it's just not.
Give me, because I think Powerhouse Hobbs and Brian Cage are back together, kind of working together. Man, throw Keith Lee in there. Just give me some big boys. You know, and make that their faction name. Big boys. Like, just throw them in there in a faction, let them dominate, and destroy the AEW Trios division. Just three big sweaty dudes rocking and rolling with it.
Might as well. did y'all see that video package from the Elite on Dynamite where, like, it was the dude editing out the Elite, basically, from AEW history?
Yeah.
By the way, there's an Easter egg in there. So, you know the E keeps disappearing every time they do these? There was a little tab on the editing thing that said, "Get the E out." That is such Young Bucks humor. That is 1,000% their humor.
Yeah, it just made, they're doing all of this, like, which no one, I don't think anybody's wondering if there's a mystery behind it anymore. Like, they know, okay, the Elite's, it's not Punk.
Like, unless he's the Dynamite hacker.
But, I mean, which I'm excited, I guess that means the Elite's coming back pretty soon, which will be really, really good.
They're needed.
Don't.
And then just rebrand Ring of Honor.
Honestly, I'd be cool with
that. No, they're just all wrestling.
As long as, like, they're on TV, I'm cool with it. Because they are needed.
They are needed. Well, especially because, like, in the Trios division, you're there for 2 seconds. You win the belts quick enough to get suspended. Like,
see, to me, if, like, so, like, losing Cody was big, right? Mm-hmm. But it wasn't detrimental. Losing Punk was big, even though there's some positives to it. Yeah. Losing the Elite,
losing literally
with
the
literally
e
like
AEW,
you'd have Mox and MJF. That's it.
Well, you look at just the original Elite. As of right now, no one's active. Cody's in WWE. Hangman's still out, right? Has he wrestled? I don't think he's wrestled. Because I haven't seen him.
No, but he's been on TV.
I saw one of his action figures at Walmart, so he's practically back.
Honestly, hold on. I mean, I hate you.
Has he done any podcasts?
I hate you.
Actually, there were two of them, so he's back.
He's back.
That's not surprising, though. I'm not going to lie. That action figure that's out, there's like five of them at an Alabaster Walmart. No one's buying Hangman and Tree Close.
I did buy a Daniel Suarez diecast.
Did you?
It's my first next
year. Not
going to
lie. I saw the Punk figure and I almost bought it. Because, I mean, why not? That's probably his last few figures.
When I was in Florida, I saw a Cody AEW figure. It was right before he debuted that night. I was like, I'm going to snag this.
And now you got to buy his Ultimate Edition that's coming out next year.
No, I don't. I bought it because it was an AEW Cody figure.
I'm buying his Ultimate whenever it comes out.
Fair enough.
Just because I need a Cody figure.
I still want to buy one of those Stings you have, by the way.
Okay. You just pick one. Okay. I mean, I have two Stings and then nothing else because I have not been actually like figure hunting, which there are some good WWE ones that
I need to get that Brody one before I get anything though. Right? Don't you think that'd be like the perfect thing to like my small?
Oh,
lack
I know what it was, and
I
almost sent it to you, but I wasn't sure. But there was an MJF in his white gear from Blood and Guts.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Really nice. But of course, I want the whole set, and that's kind of what I'm looking for. Once they release Wardlow. Or once I can find Wardlow, and then I think the new Spears that's coming out maybe in his Blood and Guts gear, and then the FTR, I'll just get the whole pinnacle.
Might as well.
Yeah, so speaking of MJF.
Sure.
Still going on pretty strong. Like, I mean, doing pretty well. Was he, I can't remember, was he on Dynamite at all Wednesday?
I missed a good portion
of Dynamite.
I cannot
remember if he was on Dynamite to save my life. I remember him being chokeslammed the week before.
Yeah, maybe he was off this week because of that.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he was on TV this week. Again, could be wrong. Did not pay, you know, didn't really notice it. Like I said, I didn't watch much of Dynamite this week. But dude is still doing really good. Even like in interviews that he's doing with like Sam Roberts and Barstool and things like that.
Dude, the Barstool interviews.
Barstool,
oh my
really
God.
Good.
Him and
I can't think of his name. Mississippi State guy. That's the only thing I know him for.
Yeah, he does. He does football.
Yeah, I think so. He does almost anything for Barstool.
Ryan,
at this
do
point.
You know the Barstool dude?
Heavier guy, kind of looks like
kind of older. He's from Mississippi. Okay.
Dave.
I don't know. It ain't Frank the Tank, is it?
No, it's not.
He's
Frank
the Mets
Tank.
Fan that I love.
No, it's not Frank the Tank.
His videos gave me life.
I can't assure you that. Yeah, so it looks like from what I'm seeing is that he wasn't on Dynamite because he was probably selling his injury or selling the probably. Attack. Which I think the farm was on. Like they are still building up a lot of solid talents.
In two weeks we have Full Gear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yep.
I wonder if the firm costs MJF. I really hope that's not the case.
I don't think it would be. And also, like, as we're talking, I'm reading what's going on Rampage. Mike Tyson's on commentary. and there is a, I don't know when it's happening, but there's going to be a Fatal 4-Way for the Ring of Honor World title. Jericho, Claudio, Danielson, and Jericho has added Sammy to the match. And yeah. says, Jericho says, when it's just him and Sammy in the ring, Sammy will do the right thing. AKA, is Sammy going to split again? Like, I mean, please no, God. Because he's a heel. Let him stay heel, please. And don't tease the whole, oh, will he do it? Will he turn? And then he just lays down and takes the fall. Like, don't, let's not do that.
I also saw a tweet from Sean Ross that said, Mike Tyson knows what an STO is.
Proud of him.
Yeah, I'm proud too.
I mean,
the last time he was at AEW, he was yawning during the TNT title match.
Was that the Lance Vance versus Cody?
Yep.
That sounds about right, though. By the way, have not seen Lance Archer.
Everybody
does. I mean, that's what I felt like. Haven't seen him. I don't know. I mean, has he?
I don't know.
No one really knows. I'm trying to look at kind of what else has happened. Oh, Impact. The one little Impact news we have.
Dude, right? I haven't watched Impact in a while.
So, I watched one thing. Well, I now know Bully Ray's still building up some stuff, I think, with Josh Alexander. But there was a segment on TV, or on Impact, I don't know if it was on TV or not, of where Eddie Edwards buries PCO.
Buries him?
Buries him out in the desert, yes. For
buried alive.
Well, PCO is kind of
Taker somehow lost another buried alive match.
No, like PCO is half dead, I think. So kinda.
So he's
the half dead man.
He's the under to.
you know, like under, but with the tuh.
My goodness. He's half under.
But yeah, so he blamed PCO for ruining Honor No More and buries him in the Las Vegas desert. That's all I got.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
And PCO will stay in Vegas. How about that? It's incredible.
Awesome.
Also, we're pre-taped SmackDown happened, and Bray had a really interesting segment. I mean, I don't really know. I mean, it was kept talking about himself, and he said, "I usually don't do this." You know, I guess he's still referring to showing his emotions, and even though he's done it since he's came back,
only 3 weeks.
Yeah, says he hates himself right now and he can't handle himself. An extra interrupts him, Bray gets angry at him, demands that he looks him in the eyes and apologizes. While this is happening, there's obviously random vignettes. You see a little bit of Uncle Howdy. You see kind of a Sister Abigail-looking thing. Mm-hmm. Do we really want to try to assume or figure out where we're going with this?
Because we're
going to
be wrong.
I mean, because he's going to be on Saudi.
Yes.
He's just speaking at Saudi.
Yes.
So
something's going to happen.
I would think.
Are we going to see Howdy?
Are we going to see Howdy beat up Mansoor? Or Mansoir? Is Mansoir? Mansoir's not on the card.
What?
Dude, Saudi Taker's... The streak is going to be broken. What?
He's just going to go out there and call somebody out.
Seth is doing an open challenge for the U.S. title. Oh.
Is he doing an open challenge at Saudi?
Pretty sure.
Is he going to win the
is it going to be Mansoir? Please let it be Mansoir.
That's what I'm saying, dude. That'd be perfect.
Yeah. Oh,
just let Seth win it back on Monday.
Yeah, speaking of Seth, and he's back to blonde.
Yep. Yes.
Man, got some blonde in his hair, looking a little cray-cray, you know?
Just a wee bit cray-cray.
Just a little wee bit cray-cray. How do we feel about... he's only been U.S. champion, what, 2 weeks, if that?
Couple of three.
I mean... I don't really know what he's done with it. I don't think he's... I think he's just kind of just had the belt.
Yeah, give it to Mansoor.
Please, give it to Mansoor. I mean, or give it to my boy LA Knight. I don't know what rules we have on brand split. He's on SmackDown rolling up Ricochet. I mean...
Just have one person hold both mid-card belts, too, so then...
It's going
to
be Solo.
You don't even have to question any of it.
That's long-term booking. At Mania, Solo's going to beat Gunther for both belts.
Does he have both of them?
He probably will. I'm just kidding. Be cool,
why don't you just have Sammy win one?
Because
Sammy's going to win the world title at the Chamber.
Well, or what a lot of fans are booking is Sammy and Kevin Owens are going to win the tag titles. And supposedly, the reason why we haven't seen much Kevin Owens is because Sammy's bloodline run is actually getting great reactions.
Well, yeah.
The original thought was going to be is that maybe they were not going to go as planned and they would have had more of an excuse to bring Kevin Owens in to maybe start the turn and break him away, but the segments are doing really well. They're so funny. I mean, because, you know, I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I'm feeling pretty oosy.
I'm oosed. Yeah.
You know,
I'm all oosed up.
You feeling a little oos? Ryan, you feeling oosy?
Yeah.
Feeling oosy? Good. So supposedly that's why we haven't seen Kevin Owens. Is that they're,
what you eat.
They're waiting the... Okay. So... Is Sammy's not going to Saudi, right?
He usually doesn't.
Okay. I was about to say, I didn't see him on the Wikipedia page where it says Roman Reigns with such and such, so
yeah,
I'm assuming he's not going.
Does this lead...
Couldn't imagine why.
Is
a couple reasons.
Jey Uso going to end up beating Roman? Because I feel like that's what I want to see, at least.
I don't think so. I mean, reaction-wise, it'll be really great. And I think in theory, as fans, we would love to see it happen.
Yeah.
I don't think us as fans would want to see what happens afterwards.
Remember how pissed I was originally when this was happening? When, like, Jey first got his shot?
Oh, yeah. And I think you were just not sure if it was going to be good or not.
Yeah,
my thing is, it's kind of going to be... Now, I'm not going to say similar to Kofi, because Kofi actually had a decent run as a singles guy for the world title. Until...
Stupid!
Until Brock. But...
Stupid!
Like, with Jey, who is a tag guy, who's shown, hey, I can hold my weight, but I don't think he's very interesting.
The chase would be amazing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and that's the thing. Kofi's chase to the belt was probably one of the best we have seen.
Ever.
Jey's will probably be pretty close to it. It's just afterwards, what do you do with him?
Wrestle.
But here's the thing. He beats Roman. So, like, you can't obviously put Jey like Roman, even though he's beat Roman, who's pretty much... Roman's been unbeatable for the last 2 years.
Solo or Sammy. Sammy would be fun.
If you want to put the belt on Sammy, that's an easy way to do it, is that having Jey win and then Sammy beat Jey, but...
Or having...
Or you just have it happen in the chamber or something like that.
Yeah, Roman hasn't defended his title in a multi-man match since Mania 37, has he?
Mm-hmm.
Just that triple threat match with Edge and Bryan.
Mm-hmm. He's only defended it one-on-one. Put him in the chamber and let Jey and Sammy be in the chamber. And then so you got three bloodline guys, then insert three whoever you want in it. And then you can start... kind of throwing in your storylines how you want it. You maybe have some more dissension between Sammy and Jey. Maybe Jey has some dissension with Roman, which we kind of saw on last week's SmackDown.
Yeah, when he said he doesn't care what the Tribal Chief says.
Yeah,
and
so
Roman just went.
Yeah, so I mean,
turn into the Undertaker.
I think. I think you could do that, but really, I don't think they would want to go far with doing the feud with Roman and Jey, because really, Jey, I would guess, is more upset in doing this stuff and being irrational because Sammy's in the bloodline.
Yeah.
Like, I think you get rid of Sammy, Jey just goes back to normal. I mean, you know, because guess what? I'm going to take that shirt that Sammy's wearing, and I'm going to take that honorary off of it, and I'm going to make him a full-blown oos.
That was a pretty good Roman impression.
And I know. They're getting better about that. So I think once Sammy leaves the bloodline, Jey will go back to normal. Doesn't mean I don't think Roman and Jey needs another match. That's kind of what I think the story's going to call for, is Roman and Jey having another match. Maybe even have Sammy... Maybe, you know what? For one of your shows, one of your premium live events, do Roman versus Jey, Sammy as special guest ref for the Universal title. Try it out. I don't know how you can book that storyline-wise, but throw it in there. I mean, Sammy does want to get along with Jey, but he's also loyal to Roman. I mean, try it out. See how it goes. So, I don't know. I don't think Jay's world champion is as enticing as a lot of people are wanting to believe it'll be. And also, I still don't know who would beat Roman, truthfully. I mean,
I have no idea.
The only one I can argue two, and they're both on SmackDown, Gunther, and then Cross is a stretch. And of course, you got Bray. But Bray doesn't... I will say this. I think as long as Bray is still in the company, I could care less if he wins another title.
I don't need him to.
And also, I will say, Bray as a world champion is the hardest thing to book. Because they learned it from The Fiend. Hardest thing to probably book. Because if he's champion, in the world of kayfabe, who can beat Roman? Or who can beat Bray, especially as The Fiend? No one's supposed to. And then Goldberg happened, which, by the way...
According to Goldberg, it wasn't his idea at all. He said he flew into Saudi knowing, or in his interview, he said knowing. He said, I flew into Saudi.
Well, that college education didn't just get me nowhere. Go dog.
He said, I flew into Saudi knowing I was going to lose, and then I somehow won the match.
I mean, to be fair.
No. To be fair, he just blurred the lines of everything else that happened that day and said, well, I was supposed to lose and I got there and somehow I won. Like, that's like, you could be a little bit more clear than that. I mean, Vince isn't there anymore.
Well, I mean, I guess because he just want to flat out say, I guess he thought Vince.
He could just say they changed the finish. He couldn't, why couldn't he say that?
I don't know. I mean, and that's the thing. Even if him just mentioning, well, I was on the plane expecting to lose and I come back and I win, everybody knows that that means, okay, well, Vince must have changed his mind, which granted, happened every day.
No.
I mean, so I could see it. I don't think Goldberg can politic enough saying, you know what, I think I need that belt. You know, I've worked really hard. I've paid my dues. But speaking of Vince, investigation closed.
Cost him $19.4 million.
Didn't Vince spend $19.6 million during the whole supposed... case closed, everything like that. I don't know what the results are. I don't know if that means he did it. I don't know, but...
Well, they said he's gone. So
yes, he will not return in any capacity. But that could just be because it's still probably not a good PR move. I'm going to retire until this investigation's done, then I'm back! Better than
I would have loved that. With no build up at all.
He just shows
that
up.
News comes out, and then he comes. He
let
like,
him show up at WrestleMania with two big cartoon money bags that say hush money on it and just throw it out to the crowd.
To be honest, and this is an extremely unpopular opinion, but like if someone is proven innocent, there should be no repercussions. Forget public image and all that stuff. They shouldn't be punished. I say the same thing about Deshaun Watson. He was not found guilty, and he got suspended for how many games?
11.
If he was found guilty, he's out of the league. Shouldn't be there. If he's found innocent, who cares about public image? He didn't do it.
Well, because I think the thing is that with WWE being a public company, if they have Vince go through this really serious investigation with paying money, potentially, I mean, granted, no one's really proved anything. Like I said, I'm assuming with the investigation being done and closed.
And then following that statement with he's gone for good.
Well, that's still, to me, kind of vague, because they're not flat out saying, hey, like, cause they're just, which they don't have to say anything at right now, saying, oh, well, we concluded the investigation, and it was true.
You want
to
talk about public image, it would be bad to come out and, like, just flat out say the results of the investigation.
Well, yeah, but the thing is that if they said the results of the investigation and he's gone, you don't see him again, it still hurt it, but not as much as...
Flat out saying Vince paid hush money.
Yeah, or flat out just, hey, we've concluded the investigation, then Vince returns. Like, not having Vince at all with the company...
I would have loved it.
Oh, that Vince... He just opens up SmackDown. Like, ah, I wasn't going anywhere!
I said forever!
It was like right when the investigation started, and he opened SmackDown that night and said,
"It's like three shows in a row, wasn't
that's,
it?"
He opened up.
He jumped off the steel steps at Raw the next. He
skipping around.
That was the John Cena night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that was not a good move by WWE. Like
it was. Well, it was kind of his decision.
I know, that's the thing. Like he made the decision to do it. So.
I just love how that
like
first
he cares.
The first night that it was a Thursday night, all that news started coming out. And then Friday morning, it was announced he was going to open SmackDown. And I was like, oh, he's going to just come out there and, like, clear the air. Come out there. We've always said then, now, forever. He said,
welcome to SmackDown. Threw his mic over the top rope and walked out. I'm like, oh, that man. He knew.
Yeah, he's like, okay, well, what do I have to lose? Guess what? If I'm found guilty, oh, well. If I'm not found guilty, I'll see you at work on Friday.
This man wrestled a match this year, by the way.
Yep. He did. Still jacked as ever. So, I mean, do you think they took away his membership card to the gym in Titan Towers?
No,
I doubt it.
Well, he's still a shareholder, ain't he?
I think he sold all of his shares. I think he had to.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
But you got Steph and Trips working there. I'm sure they could still let him in to work out.
He just runs up to the door, scratching his leg. Hey, daddy, son, daughter, you think you can get in there and do some squats? I just need a little bit. Just 1,000 pounds is all I need. Which, by the way, he's squatting 1,000 pounds at 76 years old.
Which is insane.
Which is
insane crazy. For any age.
Which is crazy, yeah. He just like a junkie, you know, just God. You're running around trying to break
in. Out with Jeff Hardy?
Trying to break into Titan Towers just to get a pump in, brother. So, yeah, so supposedly Vince is gone. You know.
Bye-bye.
No one really knows the results. Is Kevin Dunn still there?
God, I hope not.
I thought he
got released. Or...
No, Laurinaitis did.
Yeah, okay.
Because Laurinaitis is guilty.
There's still an ungodly amount of camera cuts, so I'm going to assume Dunn's still there.
Yeah, and they never really mentioned anything else about his allegations of insider trading. They said, oh, well, you know, he's being investigated for insider trading, and then nothing else. And I'm assuming maybe he didn't do it. So.
What, was he getting on DraftKings?
No, I mean, I think he was probably maybe messing around with the stock. I don't know.
Sold his stock,
like, I guess, knowing that all this was happening or something like that. I can't remember how Insider Trader works. And
you
notice,
have information on the inside that would help you trade.
Well, I think that's kind of what they were implying. That's why he was thrown into the investigation with John and Vince.
Oh, Vinnie Mac.
Because the way it's looking, supposedly he knew all this was happening. And he sold his stocks. So, I mean, it was kind of working the market a little bit on WWE's side to obviously make a profit. I think that's what they were implying. Obviously, if he's still working, maybe they're still investigating, or...
There wasn't enough proof of market manipulation.
But... Yeah, I mean, because I don't think WWE's stock even plummeted at all. It didn't move that much. Yeah.
It moved a little bit, but not much. I looked at it. It's around the same.
Yeah, so...
We got any crown jewel predictions before we hop off of here?
Do we want to do some crown jewel predictions? I mean, I'm all for it. What do we want to wager for crown jewel predictions?
First of all, me and Ryan still owe you a gift.
You do.
So
you still owe me a gift. I mean, which is, you know,
we'll order that after the show.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not hurt by it. You know,
we're still gonna give it to you. You weren't here for 2 weeks.
I'm just disappointed. So what do we want to wager? Do we want to keep the wager of something wrestling, some random wrestling item? Do we want to? What do we want to do? We want to keep it that way. I think Ryan says yes. So
I think so, Ryan.
Okay. So that's what we'll do. Again, the winner of the predictions, random wrestling item ordered by the other two lovely losers, of course, defending champion.
Let me go ahead and write this down. Ryan, we still got to buy Matthew his gift.
The reigning, defending, undisputed Universal Prediction Champion.
Kevin Dunn's still there.
That's what I figured.
Oh, that's why you were quiet.
He's in research. Hey, I mean, look
well,
at that.
What culture said it, but I didn't.
They were
wanted
level.
To find a.
They were level. They think
slightly more, less biased.
I mean,
source.
So we're going to do the same thing we did for Extreme Rules with the predictions and the gift. We still owe Matthew. We're not going to tell him what we're getting him, but we know what we're getting him. So.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Start this however you want to.
All right. Women's tag title match. Alexa Bliss and Asuka taking on Damage Control, which is our team of Sky and Kai.
Sky and Kai.
You know Sky and Kai?
Yep.
I'm going, who is it again?
Alexa and Asuka versus Damage Control.
They not ready for Asuka.
I'm going Alexa and Asuka.
I'm going Alexa and Asuka. They just won the belts. Like
literally Monday night.
Yeah. So, all right, here should be an easy one. For the Undisputed Tag Titles, the Usos taking on the Brawling Brutes, which is the team of Rich Holland and Butch.
Just for the heck of it, I'm gonna go Rotten Brutes.
Why okay, not? Look at you, just going with some picks right there. Son. Just upset alert, you know. It's like college game day.
Well, you know, if put not on the... so fast. I mean, it is in Saudi, and hardly anything
they're,
meaningful.
That's ever. In Saudi. Brawling Brutes, home field advantage. You know, like just.
I'm gonna go with the Usos.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, that's a Usos smart pick. Are pretty.
Just figured why not? I'll just go for broke.
I mean, may as well.
It's the worst that can happen.
I was about to tell you, I mean, nothing.
You going Usos?
Yeah, I'm going Usos. Last woman standing for the Raw Women's title, Bianca Belair versus Bayley.
Bayley.
I'm going Bayley on this one.
It's got to happen at some point.
I think Damage Control is going to come out and find a way to
and
help
hit
Bayley
him with
win.
The tag belts.
I'm also going Bayley.
Yeah, because they didn't let her win the ladder match.
Yeah.
Even though Damage Control interfered.
Yeah.
Like, so, I'm going to go... So, I'm going to go Bayley.
So, you know.
Somebody's from Wisconsin.
No, I'm just trying to impersonate... Minnesota. I'm trying to impersonate Becky Lynch impersonating Cyndi Lauper on Young Rock.
Fair.
So, which he did really good. I'm proud of her. You know? Yeah, I'm going to attach to that. It's like, proud Irishman over here.
Okay, just get on
oh,
with this.
Potato.
Oh, potatoes. All right. Here's a match that is on the card. Braun Strowman versus Omos.
Braun Strowman.
Can I answer? I don't care.
Well, yeah, but you points. Won't get a point.
That's true. I mean,
go. No, he put. He
no,
says,
shut up.
I don't
no.
care.
That's not the official pick. I'm gonna go Strowman. Well, hold on. Going Omos because Strowman went over on SmackDown.
So we put is that a.
That you, have to you, get said, you said Strowman.
I said Omos.
Oh, okay.
I said Strowman.
Yeah, because Strowman went over.
Braun!
Yeah. I'm also going Omos.
Yeah, Braun went over on SmackDown, dude. It's 50-50 booking. That's what you got to do for that feud. Every other feud, you have to take time and effort. Steel cage match. Drew versus Karrion Kross. Karrion ruined at Extreme Rules with some
Cross.
Shenanigans.
I feel like it's not going to hurt Drew. Drew's Drew.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, Cross is... As much as I like Cross, I feel like he's still, you know, building up and all that. But, I mean, they could keep it going if Drew wins.
I'm going to draw it on a limb here. Mm-hmm. Like it matters.
No contest.
I'm going...
DQ.
I'm going draw. Yeah. I think they break through the cage.
Well, but then one of them would touch the floor.
Unless they both did. All right.
Well,
that's...
Tie.
I am going Drew.
Okay. Fair enough. I'll just go draw or no contest. However you want to define it as.
I just put draw.
Yeah, no contest. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Whichever one works. Brock Lesnar, Bobby Lashley.
Oof, Brock.
Who went over on Raw?
Matthew, dear God, just pick who you think's going to win.
You got a 50%, or I guess a 33 and a third percent chance.
You said
Brock.
Under Brock, when's the last time Brock won at Saudi last time? Brock's on a roll, so
yeah, he's the.
I am going Lashley.
Okay, been booked as a pretty solid underdog, you know, getting the crap kicked out of him. Six man tag, the OC versus the Judgment Day. You see Dominic team up with the Judgment Day for the first time, I'm pretty sure. So, who would you got?
I'm gonna just go OC, why not? I like him.
I'm going to go full game day. Here's some historical facts to remind you of. You know who won the greatest tag team tournament in Saudi?
The OC.
I do.
Gallows and Anderson. You know who was supposed to win that stupid trophy that Undertaker won to build up the Boneyard match? AJ Styles. I'm going for it. OC Braby.
Braby?
Braby, that's right.
You got rabies?
I do.
I guess just to be different, I'm going to go Judgment Day.
If you believe.
And Rhea is going to get in there and beat the crap out of all of them, including the Judgment Day.
And then you're going to see Charlotte Flair make her way from a helicopter ziplining down.
Okay.
And then we'll destroy Rhea in 15 seconds. I'm just kidding. Main event, supposedly. These are matches that are on the card. I'm sure they'll add some. Seth's match is not on there.
Are we just going to live pick?
Sure, might as well.
Well.
Roman Reigns versus Logan Paul.
Logan Paul.
All right.
Why not?
I mean, to be fair, he could still win the match.
Wait a second. How are we doing that? If like
that's the thing. Like it,
Do we base it on the... I think we base it on
the winner
win.
Of the match.
The winner
yeah.
of the match. So... Has Logan Paul lost?
No.
They want him to be undefeated.
It's true.
So...
It'll probably just... Roman will get DQ'd.
Is there a way... Okay, so...
Champion's advantage.
That's right.
I'm forgetting about it. Because that's how Logan's going to win this
match. I'm going to go Logan by DQ. I don't think Roman just beats the crap out of him. Because they're putting him over way too strong. You know, hey, he's got screws in his hands.
So, I agree. He's not going to beat the crap out of him. But he is going to beat him. It's not going to be clean. Usos are going to cause a distraction or something. I'm going Roman.
I feel like I'm losing this one.
I think I'm going to win this one.
Like,
I feel confident.
Well, here's the thing.
You took most of the smart picks.
I feel like, obviously, I know for a fact I'm going to get screwed on the cage match because for some reason I think they're going to just find a way for them to both, I mean, just not to
Is
keep them both strong.
Is there a 10 count in a steel cage match?
No.
Well, then how?
My honest thought was just they're going to break through the cage and then be knocked out. That's my only thought process.
They've done that before.
Is that they'll just find a way for... Because they're both just big behemoths, and they're going to break the cage, and then that's it. Well,
you'd have to have not one of them. They're just both going to have one foot on the floor.
But the cage is going to be in between it.
So yeah. Well, no, they're just going to have one. Oh, you don't have to have 2 feet in a steel cage
match.
Yeah,
they're both feet.
Oh, yeah, you're just going to have 1 foot then.
Yeah, both feet.
The other one's going to be on the cage. Both of them.
And, you know, it'll end up Scarlett's going to drag Cross's dead body. It just... So, yeah, I feel like the cage match, and then maybe the main event may get me. Like, because it's...
So, literally, what? As this episode's going up, Crown Jewel is, like, happening in, what, a couple hours?
Yeah.
Pretty much. So, yeah, when this episode... Yeah. Which, by the way, all episodes now on Saturdays, so it's going to be pretty fun.
And are we doing the Crown Jewel one on Sunday? Like, is that where we're going to release it?
We release it same day.
Same day?
Might as well.
I'm cool with that.
Get you a double upload.
Get you a little double upload. How about that?
Check out the channel.
How about that?
Like, subscribe, and comment.
Since it's so early, maybe for like later shows, like obviously full year, maybe do it like a Sunday upload for something like that. Or if is it on Saturday? I can't remember what day it is.
It's probably on Saturday.
Yeah. And since it's gonna go from about 7 o'clock in the evening to about 3 AM, you know, we're gonna need some time. So you get to catch this episode and our Saudi review and obviously recap and see if our predictions were right.
Big day today.
Yeah, big day. Just a big day. Cannot wait for some blood money. Honestly.
I like blood.
Like some.
You'd like some blood?
I would take some.
Yeah.
Yeah, but obviously we're not stupid. We would go to Saudi. Like if we got booked and Vince said, "Hey, need you in Saudi."
Yeah.
We're going, right?
I'd be a little concerned that Vince asked us.
Yeah. I'd be like, buddy, you starting your own promotion? What if he just started?
I'm starting a territory over in Saudi. I need you to not get booked on Mania.
I'll try my best to, Vince.
I have heard those paydays are really nice.
Really?
Like, that's what, I mean, people have mentioned in interviews, like, the Saudi paydays are really nice, and it's kind of helping the Mania paydays. Because, I mean, even though a lot of people are getting featured on Mania, not really, I mean, the pay is, I guess, not as good for a lot of your lower tier guys. But at Saudi, it balances out pretty well. Maybe because you're risking your life to go wrestle in Saudi, but, I mean,
if you want to be technical, you're risking your life when you go wrestle anywhere. Not just because of the in-ring risk.
But here's the thing, okay. But risking your life to get hurt and break your neck, yes. Risking your life
you
to get beheaded
medal.
Or blown up.
I'm also, plane crashes happen in the U.S. as well. No. Car crashes happen. Mm-mm. So the only other ways other than getting hurt in the ring are blown up and beheaded.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. So
that's why being a wrestler is the safest job.
Yeah. With that being said, we're going to go watch Crown Jewel.
Oh, you're going to watch Crown Jewel.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay. Anyways, if you like this episode, be sure to review, and of course, stay updated. Oh, what?
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know either. I just give me crazy eyes. Anyways, hope you like this episode. You can follow us on social media. And that's about it. So, of course, you get to hear our Crown Jewel review in like literally a couple hours. So, for Wynn, Ryan, and myself, this has been another wrestling podcast, and we'll see y'all next time.
Meh.